Peggy's Place.
Pleased to meet you, Edith. Laura's told us so much about you.
Oh, honey, you must call me Eddie. Edith makes me feel like an old woman.
Okay, Mother. I'm off to collect the tickets. I'll be back at around 7.
There's no need to shout. I'm not deaf yet.
And remember, Mother, no singing. Peggy, keep her off the whiskey. Otherwise, she'll be snoring all through the performance.
I'll have a large Jack Daniels, please.
Well, I must say, I take my hat off to you being so fit after a transatlantic flight.
You look pretty fit yourself. Are you married, Philip?
Actually, he is, to me. And I wouldn't call him Philip. He says it makes him feel like an old man.
Who was that little cutie I passed on the way in here?
That was probably George. He'll be back in a moment. Then I'll introduce you. Can I get you something to eat? I'm not sure you'll have time for a meal before the show begins.
Now that would be wonderful. What do you have?
Let's see. We've got chicken pie with chips, baked potato with cheese, and a selection of sandwiches.
My God, it's all carbs. So bad for your body. I'll just stick with my drink. Oops, nearly all gone. Just give me a refill, would you?
Perhaps you'd like some ice in that?
Philip, whatever my interfering daughter may have said, I'm still young enough to know how I like my drink.
Right you are.
Hello, stranger.
Hi, y'all. Peggy, give me a beer, will you?
Maybe I should introduce you. Eddie, this is Dusty from Texas. Dusty, this is Eddie, Laura's mother, over on a visit.
So, Eddie, you over for any special reason?
Well, as I was saying, I'm here for the culture. In fact, my daughter has a visit to the opera lined up for us tonight. I'm a big fan of classical music.
Well, you and Dusty should have plenty to talk about then, because a little bird told me that Dusty is quite the opera buff, too.
I'm no buff, but I do have an interest. I've been taking some singing lessons, actually, though my teacher says I have ways to go.
You can say that again.
That's a little impolite, Philip. Have you ever heard Dusty sing?
I think Phil meant that learning to sing opera is hard work. Didn't you, Phil?
Are you working on anything at the moment?
I'm trying out La Donna Immobile from Rigoletto.
But that's perfect. You're going to give us a little private performance here. I could do with a tune, you know, to get me in the mood for this evening.
I don't know. I've hardly had a chance to practice.
Come on, sweetheart. Don't be bashful. It ain't Texan.
Yeah, come on, Dusty. It's worth a free dinner.
If you insist.
I think you should look for a new teacher, love.